This is HBR episode 1819 entitled, LibreOffice Tips, Horizontal Lists, and Headless Operation, and is part of the series, LibreOffice. It is hosted by John Culp, and is about 11 minutes long. The summary is, a workaround to create horizontal ordered lists in LibreOffice, and run Hello Headless to convert files.
This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey everybody, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, and I'm recording today an episode about LibreOffice. I do not presume to know as much about this as Ahuka does, but there are a couple of things that I've been meaning to talk about with respect to LibreOffice that I'm getting around to today, finally. They've been on my to-do list for quite a long time, so it's time to knock it out. One of these things is how to create horizontal lists in LibreOffice. Now, this is something that I wanted to do, I think it was maybe a year ago, that I was really trying to find out how to do this. What I mean by that is I wanted to be able to do in LibreOffice the equivalent of an inline list in HTML and CSS. There's a way in CSS to tell the browser to display a series of list items inline rather than vertically. And this is used all the time for footers and headers and things of that sort. And I wanted to be able to do that in LibreOffice because it would ease the process of creating the exams that I make in my classes, where I have a numbered list for all of the questions, and the answers for each question are also done in a numbered list, but at the second level, usually done with A, B, C, and D, whereas the numbers of the questions are 1, 2, 3, 4, and so forth. What I wanted to be able to do was have the ordered list A, B, C, D spread out horizontally across the page without having to do it manually. So in other words, I wanted to be able to type a word for an answer and then press enter, and instead of having it going to a new line, have it simply move over to the right a little bit with a new letter in place for the next item in the ordered list. I hope it's clear what I'm after here. Anyway, I never did find a way to do this. I searched online, and there were a couple of other people who were interested in doing the same thing, but they were all told this is impossible. Well, sort of. I found a workaround for this, and it's not all that elegant, but in a pinch, it could work. And I don't think I would want to do it for an entire test, but I thought it was kind of cool way to do it. So what you do is make up the ordered list just like you have. I have here on my computer right now open a document with a single question, question number one, what is your favorite color? And then it has at the second level of ordered list a series of four options, red, purple, green, and blue. And each one of these is in a font color of the same name. So the word red is in red, the word purple is in purple, the word green is in green. And I do this because it makes it easier to see how these things move up and down. You may or may not have been aware that you can move list items up and down in LibreOffice by, it seems like there's a keystroke too. I don't remember. Oh yeah. Control Alt up will move a list item up, and Control Alt down will move it down. I'm going to try moving. Actually, it didn't do it. I think it didn't do it on my computer because those keystrokes are mapped to something else in OpenBox. Anyway, there are little buttons down at the bottom of the screen where if you click on the arrow up or the arrow down, it will move a list item up or down. So if I, right now, red is in the first position, A. If I click the down arrow, it will go down to the second position, and the one that was formerly second is now first. So purple and red have switched places, and you can see this very easily not only because the words have changed, but the colors have switched places as well. And I want to have this kind of flexibility going horizontally as well. And the way I found to do this was to make the list just like this, vertically, and then select the four items, starting with purple, going down through red, green, and blue. And then under the Format menu, I choose Columns. And I tell it I want four columns because I have four items. And I click OK. And suddenly, these things are distributed across the screen horizontally. And right now, they're a little bit spread pretty far apart, and I don't know if I want that necessarily. But so the cursor right now is at the very end on blue. And I think I'm going to actually undo this, and I'm going to make a fifth column. I think I want five columns. I'll add one more color. And when I press Enter, right now my cursor is in the fourth column at the end of the word blue, and if I press Enter, it will just go over to the next column and make a new letter. It created instantly the letter E with a closed parenthesis after it. And I'm going to type the word orange, and I'm going to change the font color to reflect that. Is there an orange in here? There's not a very good orange. Yeah, I'll just do the best I can. But now, I've got straight across the screen purple, red, green, blue, and orange that are automatically lettered A, B, C, D, and E. And right now, my cursor is in the very last one, orange, and if I click the up arrow, it makes it move left one place, and the one that was in the fourth position moves over to the right. And then if I click it again, it's suddenly in the third position. So this is one of the great things about automatic numbering, is the way you can instantly rearrange the list and have the numbering correct itself. And so I wanted that flexibility and capability in my horizontal lists as well. Right now, I don't have it for my test, but I know now that it is at least technically sort of possible. The bad thing about using columns is that the columns are, at least in this, by default, they are of uniform width, so they do not dynamically change according to the number of characters that are in the word, the way it would do in HTML with CSS. So, anyway, that is one of the things I wanted to talk about today, the horizontal lists, a little hackish workaround that I came up with that's, I don't know, I think it's kind of a cool trick. Okay, so I'm going to close LibreOffice now, because the other thing I wanted to tell you about requires that LibreOffice be closed. And yeah, I'm going to discard my changes. And the other thing I wanted to talk about was something I discovered recently, much more recently, and that is the ability to run LibreOffice headless as a command line tool. So on a server or something like that. I found this, I don't remember exactly why I was looking at this or whether I was actually looking for it or whether I just kind of happened upon it, but I found out that you can use LibreOffice to convert documents from one format to another at the command line. And it's a very simple command. The command is LibreOffice, the entire word, space, double dash headless, space, double dash convert hyphen to space, and then that's followed by the extension without a period that you want to convert it to, or the file format that you want to convert it to, followed by another space, and then the file name that you're working on. So I have here two examples. One is LibreOffice space double hyphen headless space double hyphen convert hyphen to space ODT space foobar.docx. And then you can do the same thing. I have the same, if I wanted to convert the same document to HTML from docx instead of to open document format, I would, instead of putting convert to ODT, I would just put convert to HTML. And the output is, I don't know, it's okay. Going from docx to HTML is always going to be a little bit ugly and is going to need serious cleanup. And for that, I would use a tool like the web-based word2cleanhtml.com, where you just paste the contents of a document in a little window and then click convert to clean HTML, and it will strip out all the crappy inline style formatting that is found in most Word documents. But anyway, this could be handy if you have a whole lot of Word documents that you want to convert to another format, or even a whole lot of open document formats that you want to convert to, say, or files that you want to convert to HTML or something like that. You could just set a server running to do it and let it go. It's certainly much more efficient than opening up every single one and then choosing save as and then finding the new format. So I guess that's about it for today. Horizontal lists and headless LibreOffice. Hope you have found that useful. I will talk to you some other time. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.